Our readings today point us to to many key elements of the church, but I will talk about two important elements of the church. One, that Peter is the fulfillment of the Davidic chief steward. So in the first reading, we heard of God establishing a new chief steward in the kingdom in David's kingdom, for the kingdom of Israel. Eliakim was being chosen as the new steward. And this is a position set up in Israel so that when the king was away, the chief steward would be in charge. He was the second-hand man to the king, who held a lot of authority and would be in charge when the king was away. And so we see some pretty clear parallels between Eliakim in the first reading and Peter in the gospel. Both are chosen by God. They are elected by God. Eliakim serves the Davidic king, and Peter serves the last and eternal king in that same line, the true and eternal Davidic king, Jesus. Eliakim is given the keys to the house of David. And that is, ancient Jewish scholars say, those are the keys to the sanctuary of the temple, the holiest place, showing that not only does he have the authority in the kingdom, in place of the king when he's gone, but he also has a priestly role. As it's said of him, when he opens, no one shall shut. When he shuts, no one shall open. And then Peter receives the keys to the kingdom of heaven, the ultimate sanctuary, and thus also authority and, again, a priestly role. And Peter is told, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And then Eliakim is told that he will be fixed like a peg in a sure place, not to be removed. And Peter is told that the gates of the netherworld will not prevail against the church which is being founded and established upon him. Thus, Peter is the fulfillment of the chief steward of the kingdom of David, the chief steward of the kingdom of God. He's given authority over the church, that is, Jesus' kingdom. He is the doorkeeper, you might say. When the king is away, Jesus ascended into heaven at the ascension, and we know that he will come again. And in that time, Peter and his successors hold the keys. They are the chief steward. They are the doorkeepers. They are in charge while the king is away. And second point, and this is probably more important, it is forgiveness that constitutes the church. Peter is the rock on which Jesus establishes the church, and the keys that he gives him, the very authority of the church, is forgiveness. That's where the authority is placed, in forgiveness. The gates of the netherworld, that is, the forces of evil, will never prevail against the church. Why? Because of forgiveness. Forgiveness robs evil of its power. If you have done something to me to harm me, if I forgive you, then how can I react with violence? Forgiveness robs me of that power to commit violence. And if Satan tells us, wow, you did that terrible thing, man, God must really turn his back on you because that's terrible. But then we know, no, I've been forgiven. That power of shame and guilt is broken. Forgiveness robs evil of its power. And our unity is found in forgiveness. When we can forgive each other, what can stand between us? When God can forgive us, what can stand between us and him? Forgiveness binds what evil breaks. It mends and heals what is broken in sin. And we are a church of sinners who need forgiveness. That's what draws us together. That's what unites us. We come here to the church, to be members of the church, because we all seek forgiveness. We seek entry to the kingdom of heaven, and forgiveness is that way. And we see, too, that God's power is authority, shows itself as mercy. God gives his authority to Peter, and it is mercy. It is forgiveness. And so truly, we see the keys of the kingdom of heaven. We see the keys in action in a really clear way in the confessional. The keys are active when you hear the words, "I absolve you from your sins." The keys are opening again the kingdom of heaven. And the very next line in the gospel, which is not in our passage, but it's immediately after it, says this: "From that time on," so Jesus gives the authority of forgiveness to Peter. "From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." So Jesus says he's going to contend with the powers of darkness and evil, and ultimately he will defeat them in the resurrection. He will rise again. And then from that moment on, his mercy and forgiveness will continue throughout the history of the church forever within the church and the authority that he has given to Peter and his successors. So the church exists to continue Jesus' mission of mercy, his mission of forgiveness, which happens primarily here at the Mass, where the victory of cross is made present to us again on the altar. And then from that, we see the authority from that in the confessional, where forgiveness opens again the gates of heaven to us who have fallen into sin. It is truly a forgiveness that continues on through the ages, won by Christ, alive and continuing in his church. And for that, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy truly endures forever.